Welcome to WBFO.
It's great to be in Western New York.
It's quite prestigious to be associated with the Tournament of Roses Parade because everybody knows it.
It is a great organization. You know, it's been around since the mid-1800s, and it's a national tradition.
Second time you've been chosen a judge.
It is, and it's, you know, very exciting to actually have that opportunity. They think maybe one person many, many years ago had also done it twice, but they like had to change their bylaws and really wanted me to come back. So it's quite an honor. I'm very honored.
How many judges participate each year?
They pick three. They search the world every year, and they try to bring an expert in the floral area. They bring in an expert in the artistic area in the arts, and they try to bring in an expert in from the entertainment and celebration spectacle kind of side of the business. And that's the area that they think I have the expertise to help them in the judging process.
What are the judging criteria? There are so many things that you have to take into consideration.
It really is. And, you know, people laugh and go, well, how hard can it be to judge a Rose Parade float? They're big. They're beautiful. That's true. But there's actually an awful lot of criteria. And I have to go to Pasadena. My first 2 days in Pasadena, I have to go through training classes where they teach you just how to judge. From the look of the floats to the type of flowers they use to the how well are they delivering on the theme. Does the creative of the float actually mirror the theme that was determined by the executive committee? There's all this criteria, and you have to put it all together and then make some really tough decisions because there's only 20 awards, so half the floats don't get anything.
So usually you're looking at about 40 floats during the course of the parade?
There's usually 40 or 42 floats. There's another 40 marching bands that participate. And then there's another approximately 30 to 40 equestrian units. Horses are very important to the Tournament of Roses and the Rose Parade. So the whole parade, in a sense, has just over 100 units.
We're speaking to Brian Whitman on WBFO. Brian is a native of Buffalo. He has been selected as one of the judges for the 2012 Tournament of Roses Parade. Where are the floats prepared?
There are actually three very large float builders throughout Southern California that have giant warehouses. It's such a great process to see them to design the floats, and then they actually construct each float. They're not sitting in a warehouse where you just pull them out another year. They're actually reconstructed each year based upon the design that they get approved. And then in the last several days prior to the parade, they bring in hundreds and hundreds and thousands of volunteers, and their job is to just put all the flowers on. And that all happens in the last 2 days.
I understand that the flowers have to be freshly cut.
Yes and no. Probably 50, 60% of the floats are all actual fresh-cut flowers. The rest of it are other kinds of live materials that could be dried up. It could be seeds, pumpkin seeds they'll use, palm fronds, they'll use other kinds of materials that are all still, at one point, were alive material, but it's a mixture of those and flowers.
Question about the sequence, band to float. Is there a specific sequence that they follow?
It doesn't always have to be that way, and it changes by year. I mean, they'll depend on which marching bands around the country meet the criteria of the Rose Parade, and then the Rose Parade actually sends out a team of people that go around the country to go hear the bands, meet with the bands, talk to the schools to make sure they're not bringing in just the biggest bands, but they're bringing in bands that actually have a great story to tell and deserve to be in the Rose Parade.
The Tournament of Roses Parade combines a contemporary look and feel with a historical aspect. Tell us about it.
It started in the 1800s out of the Valley Hunt Club, and the Valley Hunt Club was a very prominent social club based in Pasadena. And this group got together and decided it'd be fun to create this parade, the Rose Parade. And the interesting part of this is that their only rule was we will not do a parade on Sundays. That's kind of the story behind it. The reality is, years ago, all of the floats had to be used by horse-drawn carriages. And all of the wealthy Pasadena people had their horses and their carriages, but on Sundays they went to church. So you couldn't do a parade because they had to use their horse and carriages to get to church. What's been really interesting is that the tournament has stayed true to that kind of agreement, and to this day they will not do a parade on a Sunday. So this year, instead of being on the 1st, the parade will be on January 2nd, as will the Rose Bowl.
Brian Whitman from Western New York, one of three judges selected for the 2012 Tournament of Roses Parade on January 2nd. Thanks for stopping by and speaking to us here at WBFO.
Great to be here this morning.